We're in the Macmillan Cancer Care Centre here in central London, opposite Euston Station. This is a multi-million pound development that opened under this government. How do you square that with your message that we have a NHS in crisis?
I think that the experience that so many people are having in our NHS is one of feeling like it is in crisis. You know, I was at George Eliot Hospital in Nuneaton yesterday, and I met a couple of the maintenance guys, and they said to me, when I said, what do people feel about the NHS at the moment? And they said, fear. And people fear the NHS has gone backwards under this government, and they fear what will happen in the future. That's why we've got a plan to turn it around, a plan to invest in more doctors, nurses, midwives, care workers, a plan not just for the NHS to stand still, but for transformation, to bring health and social care closer together and keep people in their own homes for longer, ensure people can get GP appointments, because that's the way to have a better healthcare system, and it's a way to spend money in the NHS better.
Now, can you explain in terms of what our listeners will see or experience on the ground in, say, 2020, if there's a Conservative majority government at this election, what you mean when you say that services will become, the NHS will become unrecognisable? Are you saying that we're going to have to pay for our NHS? Are you saying that 15-minute care home visits to elderly people aren't just going to exist? What do you actually mean in terms of the detail?
So the Conservatives got a plan to take public spending back to 1930s levels as a share of our national income. That's before there was an NHS. There's no country in the world that runs the kind of NHS we have with that kind of system. I think what it will mean is people waiting longer and longer for treatment, so having to go private to get the treatment they need, which used to be the experience the last time there was a Conservative government before 1997. I think we're going to see services broken up and fragmented and privatised, because that's their plan. And I think that's really, really worrying. I think there's a better way forward, a better plan, and that's what we're about.
Now, you also mentioned today when you spoke up in Manchester about the fact that you talked about the damage done by the privatisation of the utilities, or how well it went, but and likened it to the Health and Social Care Act brought in under this government. Is there a possibility that if you don't see reform in the utilities companies, that they could be nationalised?
No. That's not our plan, and it's never been our plan. I think what's important, though, is to recognise what this government is doing in relation to the health service. They thought the model of competition, privatisation, fragmentation was the answer for the National Health Service. It isn't. The NHS is spending hundreds of millions of pounds on competition lawyers. You can't integrate services because they're being hived off. So we've got a different plan for the NHS. Incidentally, we've got a different plan for the energy companies as well, which is a proper system of regulation, an energy freeze so that prices can only fall and cannot rise, giving the regulator new powers to cut prices for consumers. So we've got a plan on energy, but also a plan on the health service.
Have you got, in terms of that plan, would you look to do other things, not say on energy prices, whereby you'd have further intervention on behalf of the government if you didn't get what you wanted from the energy companies, the big six?
Well, we've announced our plans on energy. They're really important plans. We've issued a detailed paper on this. Today we're talking about the NHS.
Today, in terms of the NHS, what would you do in terms of making sure that competition doesn't drive, as you say, the way that the NHS is run?
There's one very specific thing we need to do, which is to repeal a part of the Health and Social Care Act, because the Health and Social Care Act mandates that competition and fragmentation and privatisation. We're going to put a different set of values at the heart of the NHS. We're also going to say something important, which is the preferred provider for NHS services is the NHS, not the private sector. Now, I think that's the right thing to do. The right thing to say is the private sector can supplement NHS services, but it shouldn't substitute for NHS services, and that will be our approach in government.